Most environmentalists and many members of the timber industry do agree on one thing, that fire should be reintroduced, carefully, into the forests. They see controlled fire as a natural way to remove highly combustible fuel loads and prevent catastrophic infernos. They also see it as a way to restore health and diversity to forest ecosystems. But there, the agreement ends. Industry says you can't burn safely without commercially thinning trees first. Only then, they say, would the tinderbox be reduced enough to make prescribed fire possible to manage. Environmentalists say they don't want loggers using the excuse of fire prevention to chew up roadless areas, and they point out that logging itself often leaves combustible slash piles. So long as this stalemate continues, wildfires will become more intense with each passing season, until at last they remove the fuel on the ground along with the forest. The politics are even more vexing near an urban area such as Ashland. One respected forest biologist predicts that the Ashland watershed will become a national poster child for wildfire policy, for better or worse. Here, dense tangles of woody debris lay on the ground, within shouting distance of homes. Mixed with brush and the understory, this debris, once lit, will act as a fire ladder to the canopy. And once a fire reaches tree crowns, you've lost control. Near an urban area, that spells catastrophe. Despite such risks, even here, political answers are difficult to come by. If you use prescribed fire alone in this tinderbox, 100 years of fire suppression would likely bite you back and wreak havoc on nearby homes and the city water supply, not to mention the forest. If you try thinning anything but small trees, you'll get a fight from environmentalists. Big trees don't need to be cut for fire protection. If you do nothing, the watershed will surely combust. After many emotional meetings, the community of Ashland has agreed to do something. Led by Linda Duffy, a talented Forest Service ranger, residents have agreed to allow thinning and burning on 1,400 acres in the watershed. But that's less than 10% of the watershed. At this rate, it'll take a decade to reduce the current threat. Do we really think that wildfires will steer clear of us for another 10 seasons? This is Les O'Coin.